A statist who wants a smaller state is like a rapist who wants a smaller penis. It's not the size that matters. It's the principle. This is part three. If you haven't listened to the first two, you need to go back in time and do that. You can scream and shout with all your might. Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, call your motherfucking mommy. Dig in your heels and hold on tight. You can shove your opinion right up your ass. That way Hussein Obama's cock has something to keep it company. Oh yeah, now that I have had coffee and I'm awake, don't forget the ever-present, the most likely third possibility, you are wrong and I am right. That is how it's gonna fucking go down. This is part three in a three-part series about pseudo-libertarians and why voting is violence. And this is Stating the Obvious, brought to you by the Cynical Libertarian Society. I am the Great One himself, and I am going to launch the cruise missile of my intellect that will home in on and destroy motherfucking conservative Republicans who are running around calling themselves libertarians and fucking pissing me off. I am so fucking sick. I would like to mow you all down with the motherfucking machine gun. I am so motherfucking sick of you goddamn Republicans trying to take my fucking word. You are not libertarians. Fucking stop calling yourselves libertarians. You are not fucking libertarians, okay? You are fucking right-wing statist fuckwads. Stop using our fucking word. All right. Love a little dead air time there. This is, excuse me, this is me losing my voice. This is Stating the Obvious, brought to you by the Cynical Libertarian Society. We are on the internet at cynlibsoc.com. Randy is in the control room over there. She's looking lovely and adorable this morning. She's drinking her coffee too. And if you want to send us an email and tell me how fucking awesome I am, or if you want to send me an email and tell me how much you hate me, I'll take either one. I love those. I love hate mail. Please send your fucking hate mail if you can figure out how to use a computer. Or you're probably on an Apple. You know what, Randy? So the other day, I'm sending this file to this guy. And so the way I distribute files is I put them on my internet, on my internet site, on my website. I FTP them up. I put them in a special folder, and people can just download the file from that folder, right? You've done this. I've sent you stuff that way. So I do out zip files and stuff like that. So I send the guy the link to this file, and he writes back, and he says, well, but when I click on the link, it just plays the file. I'm like, and so I wrote back, and I said, well, you could do, in your web browser, you could do file save as, or in your email client, if you have a real email client, like I use Thunderbird, which is fantastic. I love Thunderbird. You can right-click and save as, and I added on there, you must be using a Macintosh, because I've noticed two things about Mac users. First of all, they all have these fucking out-of-control egos. I just watched, Revenge of the Triumph of the Nerds, a documentary about the coming to... Thank you. Randy is reminding me this has nothing to do with what I'm supposed to be talking about, and she is right about that. Okay, I'm going to bring this back. I watched a documentary, three-part documentary called Triumph of the Nerds. I mean, it's the story of how Microsoft, Apple, everything like that. But just watching that reminded me again of how fucking egotistical Steve Jobs was. And I know everybody thinks he's brilliant, you know, because iTunes, which he stole from Napster, you know, the GUI, which he stole from Xerox. I mean, he was an arrogant, conceited motherfucker. He did some cool shit. I'm not going to, you know, but anyhow, the point is Mac users are too fucking stupid to save a file from the internet. That's why everybody's, oh, but my Mac is so easy to use. Well, yes, because you're so fucking stupid, you need a computer that's easy to use. I mean, how can you not know how to fucking save a file from the internet? Fucking right click, save as. Fucking file, save as. How goddamn hard is that? And this guy's not even under 30. If he was a member of the medicated generation, I would understand him being that fucking stupid. Jesus fucking Mac users, get the fuck away from me. Anyway, the reason I started talking about that, which has nothing to do with anything, is because I was about to say that if you want to send us your hate mail, and we love your hate mail, especially if you're a Mac user, if you want to tell me about how you fucking awesome you are, because, oh my god, I have an earbook! I have a $3,000 earbook, but I don't know how to save a file from the internet! Oh my god, like, totally! You can send your hate mail to me at god, that's dog spelled backwards, god, at cynlibsoc.com. For the stupid people, cynlibsoc.com is the first three letters of cynical and first of libertarian. And first of society, because I am a libertarian. I am not a fucking Republican who's pretending to be a libertarian, which is what we're going to fucking talk about today, because this is part three in my three-part, and if I keep rambling, four-part series about fucking pseudo-libertarians and why voting is violence. All right. Randy, I'm gonna go to my notes now. How's that? Did I cover everything? Oh, today is September the 16th, 2012. We are approaching the election where the Mitzi and the Messiah are going to throw down. We're going to see who is the king of the United States for the next 4 years. Oh, I'm so excited. God, I'm just so excited. Like, oh my God, if Obama wins, like, oh my God, it's going to be like, oh my God, like, totally. And like, if Mitzi wins, like, oh my God, it's going to be like, oh my God, like, totally. Whichever one wins, it's going to be like George Bush is still president. That's the truth. All right, my notes. Where are my notes? Where are my... I know I have my notes. They're right here somewhere. Pseudo-libertarians. I still don't like the word pseudo-libertarians, but it's the best one I've got so far. If you have a better name for Republicans who are pretending to be libertarians, throw it at me, because I'm totally open to this. I need something better than pseudo-libertarians. So the recap is we have 2 points here. Voting is violence. We're going to talk about why voting is violence. And also voting legitimizes the system. I'm so fucking sick of people who say voting does not legitimize the system. And oddly enough, the people who keep telling me that voting does not legitimize the system are also pseudo-libertarians. I never hear that from liberal Democrats or from the neocons. It's only the pseudo-libs that tell, oh, but voting doesn't validate the system. Yes, it does. We're going to talk about that if I get around to it. All right, so I want to recap because I've added a couple of things to this, or at least one thing. What is the definition of a pseudo-libertarian? When I say a pseudo-libertarian, when I say that these pseudo-libertarians are Republicans who are trying to steal the word libertarian, who exactly are these people and why do I fucking hate them so fucking much? Here's why I fucking hate them. We who believe in the non-aggression principle and property rights used to be able to call ourselves liberals. Then, of course, Democrats, who are communist, and then rebranded themselves as socialist. You know, communist became a bad word, socialist became a bad word, so they stole the word liberal from us and rebranded themselves as liberals. Now, of course, liberal has become a bad word, and that's why liberals are now rebranding themselves as progressives, which is a bad word already, as far as I'm concerned. Meanwhile, conservative Republicans haven't really had this problem because, without going too far off topic, you know, liberals have to hide who they are because they're evil people and they know it. Conservative Republicans, on the other hand, actually believe the shit that they spew. You know, when the conservative Republican says, you know, God hates fags, they say that because they honestly believe it. And because they honestly believe the things they believe, conservative Republicans have never had a need to rebrand themselves as anything other than conservative Republicans. People like me have given the name neocons to some of them, but they don't call themselves neocons. They just run, I'm a conservative, I'm a conservative, I'm a conservative. Anyhow, conservative is finally becoming a bad word, as it should. I mean, conservative has been a bad word for those of us. Take two. Conservative has been a bad word to those of us with more than three brain cells for a long time. But now, in common speak, conservative is becoming a bad word. So conservative fuckheads, just as liberal fuckheads who were formerly socialist fuckheads, who were formerly communist fuckheads, you know, the conservative fuckheads now need to rebrand themselves as something in order to avoid the label. And since the liberals have already stolen our word liberal, conservative Republicans are now trying to steal the word libertarian. This is why there's some debate. What do we in the freedom movement call ourselves? And some people are against anarcho-capitalist. I've decided I like anarcho-capitalist better than libertarian for one major reason. Well, two really. It is more descriptive. But also, nobody is going to try to fucking steal anarcho-capitalist from us. They fucking stole liberal. They're fucking stealing libertarian. They're not going to steal anarcho-capitalist. At least that's my theory. I'm probably wrong about that, because at some point, one of the political parties is going to get so fucking desperate to try to convince people that their purpose in life isn't to murder innocent human beings, that they're going to steal anarcho-capitalist and start calling themselves that. So these fuckhead pseudo-libertarians. So who are some pseudo-libertarians? One of them is a token libertarian girl on YouTube. She sort of started this whole rant. I reply to some of her videos in episodes 1 and 2 of this. You know, she is a statist. She is a conservative Republican, and she's running around calling herself a libertarian. And just to be very clear, I'm not attacking her personally. I'm using her as an example, but I watch her videos. A lot of her stuff is hilarious. She's right about a lot of things. I just wish she would stop calling herself a libertarian. I wish people like her had a little more self-awareness and a little more intelligence and a little more honesty and were willing to say, you know, I have libertarian tendencies, but I'm really a conservative Republican. Because maybe one day, using token libertarian girl as an example, maybe one day she'll make the full transition. Because remember, for those of you who haven't heard this story, you know, I used to be a liberal Democrat who believed that there is an invisible man who lived in the sky. You know, then I made this transition to being a conservative Republican. I listen to Rush Limbaugh 5 days a week. You know, then I made this transition to being a minarchist. And then I started listening to Stefan Molyneux and Ben Stone, and I finally made the leap to being a full-blown anarcho-capitalist. Okay, so you can go through this cycle, and you can make it from point A to point Z. Julie, token libertarian girl on YouTube, is not a libertarian. Not yet. She's kind of pointed in that direction. She's looking over there through her binoculars, but she's not there. And so the fact that she's running around calling herself a libertarian when she's not pisses me the fuck off, okay? Don't try to call yourself things that you're... I always like using offensive and sexual examples. So I'm doing right now. I do not go around telling people that I am a gay man because I don't have sex with other men. That doesn't mean there's anything wrong with gay men. It simply means I am not, that label, that category is not me. So I don't claim to fucking be in it. It's that simple, right? Gay men don't run around claiming to be heterosexual men. Gay men don't go, yeah, man, I ate me some pussy last night. No, he didn't. I mean, he might have, but then he's not gay anymore. He's bi, or maybe he was just experimenting. But labels... I mean, you know, and labels can get confusing. But if you're not a fucking libertarian, stop fucking calling yourself a fucking libertarian. And what is a libertarian? A libertarian is somebody who adheres to the non-aggression principle and believes in property rights. If you support the state in any way, if you actively support the state, if you believe the government has a role in anything, you're not a motherfucking libertarian. You are not supporting the non-aggression principle. You're not applying the non-aggression principle. Another example of pseudo-libertarians, Young Americans for Liberty. This group apparently has chapters all over the United States on college campuses, blah, blah, blah. I've been to a couple of their functions here at Colorado State University. I'm in their Facebook group. So where's that? Hang on a second. Where's my mouse? I hate when the mouse cursor vanishes into thin air. And here we go. Whew. Somebody posted in the Facebook group for the Colorado State University chapter of Young Americans for Liberty this post, which generated a very long discussion. Excuse me. I just had a delicious medium rare steak on a giant bed of salad for breakfast. Oh my God, it was so good. All right. This is what Lexi posted. This was her comment. Quote, "It's time to test my theory that libertarians can discuss abortion without getting personal. What do you think is the government's role in regards to abortion?" Unquote. Libertarians cannot discuss what the government's role in abortion or anything else should be, because libertarians do not think the government should have a role. Period. Whether it's a role in abortion, a role in marriage, a role in marijuana, a role in commerce. Okay, when you're asking a question like, hey, libertarians, what do we think the government should do about this? Okay, you're not a libertarian. You're a fucking statist. You're a right-wing statist. You are a conservative. Why are you stealing our fucking word? Stop it, you motherfucking Republicans. Fucking stop it. Now, so what are the traits of the pseudo-libertarians? So far, this is what I've noticed. First of all the pseudo-libertarians are actually Republicans. Okay, they're all actually conservative Republicans. But here's the things that I have noticed they all have in common. Number one, they all cling to voting as a way to change the system. They believe that, you know, the government is bad, but we should still vote. They believe that they can, by voting, create incremental change in the government. That they can somehow, through voting, convert the government into a better entity, into a better system, that they can somehow reform the government. And they can do this through voting. These people are all Constitution humpers. People all think, well, the Constitution says this, and if we get back to the Constitution, and if we did this constitutionally, and if we had a constitutional government. I mean, the Constitution is a very flawed document. And there's a lot of theories on this. You know, my personal opinion is the Constitution was a pretty good try, and there is no try. There is only do or not do, and they not did is what really happened there. The Constitution was an okay try by a bunch of dead white guys, but no, it doesn't fucking work. Okay, if it worked, if the Constitution worked at limiting the government, we wouldn't be standing here right now under billions and billions of laws with all these people in prison and all of these people being killed by the government and all of these wars and all of these taxes and all this other shit. The Constitution obviously doesn't work. The idea that a constitutional government is going to solve any problems is fucking retarded because we have a constitutional government right now, you dumbass. These people are all religious. They're all Christians. Every pseudo-libertarian I've met so far is a Christian. They're all anti-abortion. Every pseudo-libertarian run into so far, anti-abortion. They are all minarchist. They are not libertarians. I've already talked about that. They're minarchy. They are into minarchy. And they all think that Ron Paul is their messiah. Ron Paul, the last hope for freedom. You've heard it. It's out there on the internet. Google it. You will find a lot of pseudo-libertarians claiming that Ron Paul is the last hope for freedom. No, the last hope for freedom is the collapse of the government, and that will only happen, well, not just the government, but the state itself. And that will only happen when people ignore the state, when they walk away from the state, not when they continue to support the state by trying to vote for their particular messiah of the month. All right, that's the definition of pseudo-libertarian. So, why? I mean, what else can I say about pseudo-libertarians? Is there anything more I can rant about on that? If you do not apply and adhere to the non-aggression principle and property rights, you are not a fucking libertarian, okay? If you believe in voting, you are not a libertarian because voting is violence. You cannot fucking be a libertarian and support the state and believe the state has a role in abortion or anything else and believe that people should vote because voting is violence. Pseudo-libertarians are not libertarians. They are motherfucking Republicans and they need to shut the fuck up and stop using our fucking word. Is there anything more I can say about that? Anything more? I don't think there is. That doesn't mean I'm going to stop talking, though. I know, you're going, oh, God, fuck, he's finished. It's about time. No, no, no. Because now we are going to talk about, and if I remember, I'm going to link to a Stefan Molyneux video he did about voting and about why voting is violence and why you shouldn't do it, which is just brilliant. God, I love his stuff. Why is voting violence? And why does voting legitimize the system? Because this is the argument I have to listen to from all these fucking pseudo-libertarians. That voting is not violence and that you can vote for freedom and that voting doesn't legitimize the system. And these are three of the stupidest fucking comments. These are three of the stupidest fucking statements that any human can make. Number one, voting does not legitimize the system. Number two, voting is not violence. And wait, what was number three? That's great. Whatever the fuck I said, because I already forgot. That's how my brain works. Shit comes and goes. I overtaxed myself. I only have four brain cells. I tried to use three of them at the same time, and it collapsed. All right, looking at my notes. So I'm figuring, all right, why is voting violence? When it comes to voting, you can typically vote in one of two situations. You're voting for a person, such as Mitzi or Messiah, or you're voting for some type of law, amendment, blah, blah, blah. For example, a while back here in Fort Collins, we had the vote to shut down all the medical marijuana dispensaries in the city limits. Excuse me. In the upcoming election, we have a vote to legalize marijuana. And I'm going to talk about that one. Let's hit voting for people first. When you vote for a person, when you go in that ballot box, that ballot room, whatever the fuck it's called, when you go into your little slave chamber and you vote for Messiah or you vote for Mitzi, what you're saying is that person represents me. You are delegating your power, you're delegating your opinions, you're delegating all of that to that person. You're saying Messiah or Mitzi, whichever it is, Mitzi Saya, we'll call him Mitzi Saya, so we can do both in one word. You're saying Mitzi Saya, whatever you do is okay by me. I support you. So Mitzi Saya, when you kill people in foreign countries with flying robots, I'm totally behind that. Mitzi Saya, when you put more people in prison because they might be terrorists, I support that. Mitzi Saya, when you increase TSA so that they can fondle more 8-year-old boys in the airport, I support that. You know, Mitzi Saya, when you make documents secret and don't tell the American people who you're killing or what you're doing, or when you do indefinite detention, or whatever the fuck you do, Mitzi Saya, I support that. And I am delegating to you my power. Because I can't take care of myself anymore, Mitzi Saya. I need you to do that for me. You ever heard that stupid opinion, comment, whatever, about how the President of the United States is supposed to represent everyone? What kind of fucking ignorance is that, people? The President of the United States only represents the people that have delegated their power to the Mitzi Saya. When you go and you vote, oh, the Mitzi Saya, he represents you. And whatever he does represents you. When people say, you know, when I say to people, the Messiah is murdering people in foreign countries with flying robots, and I have to hear this shit, well, yeah, but he passed healthcare reform, and I don't necessarily, he did. Well, it doesn't matter. That doesn't negate your responsibility for saying, Mitzi Saya, you can murder people in foreign countries with flying robots, and it's okay by me. I support you in doing that. When you vote, that's what you're saying. How you figure this is not violence, how you figure supporting a person who does violence is not violence. If I hold down a woman while another man rapes her, how that's not violence, I don't know. When you go out and you support the political system by participating in it, when you say to Mitzi Saya, I have voted for you, I support you doing the things you're going to do and you have done and you're doing right now, I support all of those things. I'm helping you do those things you're doing as president. When you help the president of the United States murder people in foreign countries with flying robots, how the fuck you figure that is not violence is beyond me. It's totally fucking beyond me. Whatever person you vote for, whatever person you delegate your power to, whatever person you say, that person right there speaks for me, that person is going to make and participate in the making of and the enforcement of laws. And those laws, by definition, can only be enforced, implemented, and applied with violence. It doesn't matter what the law is. When the Mitzi Saya makes a law, anybody who does not adhere to that law, the Mitzi Saya must use violence against that person to make them comply with that law. Again, why is Mitzi Saya there? Because you put Mitzi Saya there with your support. You are an accomplice to the violence. How the fuck you figure this is not violence is beyond me. If you're the guard, I've used this example plenty of times, if you're a guard at a concentration camp and some Jews try to escape and you stop them and you stick them back in the fence and the next day they get gassed and they're dead, how you figure you didn't help gas those Jews is fucking beyond me. But you're going to swear up and down, voting isn't violence. No, no. Voting is the system. Voting supports the system. Voting puts the people in the system in power. Voting gives the people in power their legitimacy. Voting is what allows Messiah to murder people in foreign countries with flying robots. And yet you're going to tell me voting isn't violence. I'm going to tell you you're a dumb motherfucker. Now, how does voting validate the system? Yeah, I'm going to come back to that. We're coming back to voting on laws and amendments and stuff. Why does voting validate the system? So many people think voting does not validate the system. The simple answer is that voting validates the system because voting is the system. Without voting, without voting, there is no system. When you have in front of you a Monopoly board and you've got the cards and you've got the dice and you've got the markers and it's all sitting there in the box, you have all the makings of a Monopoly game, but you don't actually have a Monopoly game taking place. It's not until you get out the board and you put out the cards and you roll the dice and you move your markers around the board and you do this with another group of people who all agree on a common set of rules, that's when you actually have a game of Monopoly. The system of Monopoly only exists when you participate in it and participate according to the rules. So now, the system, in this political sense, you know, this the system that people who vote think voting does not legitimize, what is that system? That system is elected politicians making laws and then using violence to enforce those laws. Now, if you just had these politicians and these laws and these guns just sitting there in the box, like the Monopoly board and the dice and the markers and the cards, you don't have a system. You just have these components that are sitting there. But when you, dumb fucking statist, when you go out and you vote, that's rolling the dice. When you conduct yourself according to the laws, That's moving your marker around. And when you allow, by not stopping them and by your participation, when you allow the state to murder people who do not adhere to those laws, that's when you're paying your fines for landing on Park Place. When you say that voting does not legitimize the system, you are too stupid to understand that voting is the system. If nobody voted, if in the next election, where Messiah and Mitzi are going head-to-head for the future of America, you notice too, let me go off topic while I've got this in my brain. Do you notice how everybody calls this country America? America is the name of the continent we live on. The name of this country is the United States of America. The actual name of the country I live in, and that many of you listening to this live in, is the United States. Do you notice how the state calls it America? And why is that? Because America sounds like one entity. It's this indivisible under God. It's why we were able to, in Lincoln's war, murder 600,000 people plus in order to keep the Confederate States from leaving the United States. If we called this country what it is actually called, the United States, it puts the emphasis on the fact that this country is a number, in this particular case 50, it is 50 individual states who have united together. And because these states have united, that implies, as they can, ununite at any point. And this is why it's so important that the United States not be called the United States by the slaves that live inside its borders, that it be called America, one nation, indivisible, under God, with liberty, and justice for all. Yes, being touched by a TSA agent in the airport is liberty and justice. Only in America. All right, now what was I talking about? Monopoly, voting. Voting is here in America, where Mitzi and Messiah are duking it out in this upcoming election for the future of America, not the United States, but America, where tyranny reigns. What if, at that election, what if nobody showed up? What if not one single fucking person? All right, let's be honest. Mitzi would vote for himself, and Messiah is going to vote for himself. So, a presidential election, 2012. Kaboom! Obama, one vote. Romney, one vote. What if that happened? What if the entire fucking world saw nobody show up for that election other than Mitzi and Messiah? That election would be completely illegitimate. Nobody would take it seriously. Nobody would look at either of those fucking ass clowns and say, hey, that guy is president of the United States. That person is leader of the free world. By the way, why does the free world need a leader? If you're free, why do you need a leader? Why do we call the President of the United States the leader of the free world? Free people do not need leaders. Fucking slaves need leaders. I mean, listen, this is the bullshit of our language, that the government, it's America, not the United States. The President is the leader of the free world. He's not a slave master. We call him the leader of the free world. Language is a motherfucker. And that's why fucking Republicans calling themselves libertarians pisses me the fuck off so fucking bad. Okay? Okay? Dude, the last season of South Park to come out on DVD is fucking hilarious. Oh my God. The one where Cartman is masterminding the plan to, you know, get everybody in the school to shit their pants. Oh my God. That's my favorite episode out of that season. Okay, that has nothing to do with how voting legitimizes the system. All right, so what is it that's going to make either Mitzi or Messiah the legitimate president of the United States in the year 2013? It's your fucking participation. It's you going out and voting. When you go out and vote, that is what fucking makes it legitimate. Why can't you stupid fucking people get this? Why is this so fucking hard? Why do you fucking argue with me about this? Voting doesn't legitimize the system. Yes, 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 it fucking does. It's the only thing. It is the only thing. The one and fucking only thing that legitimizes the system. I mean, fuck. Fuck, I don't understand how you can be this fucking stupid. I honestly don't. It's like, how can you not fucking know how to save a goddamn file on the internet? Oh, it's because you're a fucking Mac user. How can you not fucking understand how voting legitimizes the system? Oh, it's because you're a fucking statist. It's because you believe that murdering other people for your goddamn personal convenience is perfectly fucking okay. It's because you are fucking mentally damaged. Let's look at this from a Hold on, rented lips. Let's look at this from a philosophical point of view. Existentialism. In existentialism, it is said that when a man makes a choice, man meaning mankind, not only men and excluding women, when a man makes a choice, he makes that choice for all men, and that is where morality, ethics comes from. And I'm simplifying a lot. So when I first came across that thought, I read that and I said, what in the fuck does that mean? That is absolutely stupid. And it took me a while to internalize this and understand what the existentialists who say this are saying. And what they're saying is this. They're saying that when any individual makes a choice about how to behave, about what to do, that individual is saying that that choice is valid not only for him, but it is valid for everybody else in a similar circumstance. So, by example, I'm walking down the street and I see a wallet laying on the ground and I pick it up and it's full of money and it's got IDs and credit cards and everything else in there. If I choose to take the money out of that wallet and throw the wallet into the trash can, by me doing that, what I am saying is that anybody else walking down the street finding a wallet with ID and credit cards and money should do the same thing, that they can do the same thing, that doing what I did is the right thing to do. Likewise, if I find the wallet and I find the ID in there and I put it in a box and I mail it to the person at that address, I'm saying that is what everybody else should do in a similar circumstance. How does this apply to voting, validating the system? When you go out and you vote and you validate the system, you're saying this is something everybody else should do as well. When you support the government murdering people in foreign countries with flying robots or murdering people in the United States for having a fucking plant, or fondling 8-year-old boys in the airport, whatever you support the government doing, whatever you support the state doing, you're saying via existentialism that supporting the state murdering people, supporting the state imprisoning people, is something everybody else should do as well. So you're saying not only should I support violence, you're saying everybody else should support violence. And how in the fuck can you call yourself a libertarian when not only do you support the state doing violence, but you believe everybody else should support the state doing violence? Could it be that maybe you're just a fuckhead? I mean, that's my thought. So pseudo-libertarians, stop using my fucking word. And stop saying voting isn't violence. And stop saying voting does not legitimize the system. Now hold it. Where are notes? Let me just take this brief moment while we're talking about voting to remind you that if in fact every vote counted, then voting for third parties would not be wasting your vote. And let me also take this moment to remind you that it doesn't matter who votes. It only matters who counts the votes. Those are two reasons why your vote doesn't fucking count and your vote doesn't fucking matter. And when you vote, all you're doing is degrading yourself. All you're doing is supporting violence against other people. All you're doing is telling everybody in the world around you, look at me, I'm voting. I'm a total fucking idiot. I'm probably a Mac user who doesn't know how to save a fucking file on the internet. Now, voting for laws, amendments, blah, 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 such as that. Let me find my notes. I have 6 pages of notes here, plus a book. It's great. I make notes, but I don't make my notes organized enough that I can just flow through them. That's one of the brilliant things about being me. If being an unorganized clusterfuck is a brilliant thing, there's some debate about that. Voting? We, I mean the idiots in Fort Collins, voted to shut down medical marijuana dispensaries. When you look at something like that, when people are going out and voting to limit something, in this case to say medical marijuana dispensaries cannot exist in the city limits of Fort Collins, I think most intelligent people can look at that and figure out how that translates into violence. Okay, you say, it said this did pass, this was like a couple of years ago, this passed, the medical marijuana dispensaries in the city limits had to shut down, go out of business. Had any of them tried to not go out of business, had any of them refused to close their doors, the government would have showed up with violence and force and would have forced those people to not operate their business, and had those people continued to do so, the government at some point eventually would have come to imprison those people in the jail, and had those people resisted, the government would have used violence against them, and if they resisted enough, the government agents, the police, whomever it was, would have shot those people with lethal weapons and killed them. Okay, that is fucking violence. If you can't grasp that, I don't know why you're still fucking listening to this. But then we have the opportunity to vote for things like to legalize gay marriage, to legalize marijuana, which is on the ballot here in Colorado, upcoming election. I'm going to talk about that if I don't run out of time, which I'm probably going to do if I don't fucking get my shit together and get on track. Well, what could possibly be wrong with that? I mean, we voting to allow gay marriage, how can that be violence? Okay. How can voting to legalize marijuana or legalize gay marriage, how can this be violence? Okay, first of all, when you're voting to legalize something, what you're doing is you're saying that X can be marijuana, X can be gay marriage, X can be driving 75 miles an hour, whatever the fuck it is. You're saying that X is okay as long as you have permission from the government. You're saying that X is okay as long as the government consents to it, okay? Because once you vote to make something legal, at some point in the future, it's not that hard to vote or make laws, whatever, to make that which is legal illegal. Because the argument, of course, is going to be, well, yes, X is legal, but only because the government permits it. As I have said before, freedom cannot come from the government. You cannot vote for freedom. You are born with freedom. When you came out of your mother's womb, you had all the fucking freedom in the world. You were fucking freedomed out. The government, the state, can only limit the freedom that you were born with. If you're a homosexual man, when you were born, you had the freedom to spend your life with another homosexual man and to marry that man and to smoke marijuana and to grow marijuana with that man. You had all of that. The government took those things from you. They don't come from the government. You had those until the state took them away. When we vote to make X legal, you're saying this can be revoked by the state at any time. You're saying that this can also be regulated by the state at any time. Okay, as I've said before, homosexuals should not need permission from the state to get married. Slaves need permission from their masters to get married. Free people do not. Free citizens do not need a fucking marriage license. They do not need homosexual marriage to be legalized. Remember, the most important reason why we have to keep marriage in the domain of the government is because we have to prevent those nasty little Mormons from having their group marriages. Because that's the next thing. That's what even all the homosexual marriage advocates, oh, we can't let those Mormons just marry anybody they want to. That would be sexually deviant. That would lead to the downfall of civilization. All the same arguments used against homosexual marriage are used against group marriage. And they're still fucking completely invalid, even in that setting. But we're not talking about marriage today. I've done that entire series, and I'm going to talk about that more in the future, of course. Okay, so you can't legalize the government, the state, cannot legalize anything without regulating it. Legalization has to come with regulation. And if it is regulated, whatever it is, if homosexual marriage is regulated, it is not free. If marijuana is regulated, it is not free. Okay, now, here's the book, the Colorado little blue book that talks all about all the wonderful things we get to vote for. All right, Amendment 64, Use and Regulation of Marijuana. It's right there in the title. We're not going to legalize marijuana. No, no, no. We're going to regulate it. It's already regulated. We're just going to change the regulations. Now, the regulations, when they change, are still going to be enforced with violence. Just like right now, if you grow some marijuana and you smoke it and the cops show up, they're going to use violence to stop you from doing that. Okay, nothing's going to change here. The regulations are going to change a little bit, but the violence, the gun in the room, the state is still there. This amendment is pages long. Pages. This amendment starts on page 27 and goes all the way to page 38. This is freedom. Of what is that? 11 pages? 11 pages of laws and regulations governing marijuana. That's legalizing it. That's freedom. This is my point. Legalizing X is not freedom. Legalizing X, whatever X is more laws, more regulations. Let's just read a little bit of this. Okay, look. In the interest of the efficient use of law enforcement resources, enacting... Oh, wait. I can't read. Hold on. Take three. In the interest of efficient use of law enforcement resources, enhancing revenue for public purposes, and individual freedom, the purpose of the state of Colorado find and declare that the use of marijuana should be legal for persons 21 years of age or older and taxed in a manner similar to alcohol. So right here it says this is for the individual freedom. For individual freedom, we are going to legalize marijuana. We are going to regulate it. We're going to restrict it to people over the age of 21, there's no freedom there, and we're going to tax it in a manner similar to alcohol. That's not freedom. There's no fucking freedom there. You've already, in the very first fucking statement, you've played this individual freedom card, and then you've announced that there's not going to be any freedom. We're going to tax this. If you don't pay the taxes, we're going to come to get the taxes by force. If you resist, we're going to use force to kill you. That's not freedom. If you're 20 years old and you want to smoke some marijuana, you can't do that. That's not freedom. How the fuck is this individual freedom? Okay? Voting cannot bring freedom. And all of this is going to be enforced with violence. Holy shit! I see that, Randy. Okay. Legitimate taxpaying business people and not criminal actors will conduct sales of marijuana. What the fuck does that mean? What do you mean? What? Everybody is a criminal. The book, Three Felonies a Day. Read it. Everybody is a criminal. All right. Marijuana sold in this state will be labeled and subjected to additional regulations to ensure that consumers are informed and protected. We're going to legalize it. Oh, but there's regulations. All right. In the interest of enacting rational policies for the treatment of all varieties of cannabis plants, the people of Colorado further find and declare that industrial hemp should be regulated separately from the strains of cannabis with a higher delta-9 tetrahydrocannabinol THC concentrations. So yes, so we're going to legalize marijuana, but we're not going to deal with industrial hemp. No, no, no. Because if we legalize industrial hemp, that's going to piss off the corporations. And so we got freedom. We're going to vote for freedom. We're going to legalize marijuana. Oh, except for the parts of marijuana that might cause competition for the corporations. Because we don't want to piss off the corporations. Fuck no. Then there's this whole section of definitions. They actually define words like marijuana. There's this huge marijuana means all parts of the plant of the genus cannabis, whether growing or not, the seeds thereof, the resin extracted from any part of the plant, and every compound, manufacture, salt, derivative, mixture, or preparation of the plant, its seeds, or its resin, including marijuana concentrate, or marijuana does not include industrial hemp, because we can't legalize industrial hemp because that'll piss off the corporations, right? Nor does it include fiber produced from the stocks, blah, blah, blah. I mean, my God. All right, personal use of marijuana, notwithstanding any other provision of the law, the following acts are not unlawful and shall not be offense under Colorado law, blah, 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 blah. So these are the things that you're allowed to do. Remember, you're voting for freedom. We're going to vote. We're going to reduce government tyranny. We're going to get ourselves more freedom. Well, this is what your freedom is limited to. All right, you can possess, use, display, purchase, or transport marijuana accessories or up to 1 ounce or less of marijuana. So you have freedom to have marijuana as long as it's less than an ounce. So it's like, okay, you homosexuals can get married as long as there's only two of you, and as long as you pay your taxes, and as long as you have a marriage license. I mean, no, this is not fucking freedom. This is not freedom. Why is this so fucking hard? Oh, that's right, because you're a stupid motherfucking statist Republican who thinks you're a goddamn libertarian. Okay, possession, growing, processing, or transporting no more than 6 marijuana plants, with 3 or fewer being mature flowering plants. So you have freedom. We're going to vote for freedom. We're going to legalize marijuana, but only 6 plants, and only 3 of them can be flowering. But oh my God, the fucking freedom. There's freedom falling out of the fucking sky. There's so much goddamn freedom here. I can't fucking believe it, okay? There are all these shit about regulation of marijuana. There's a whole giant section. Here we go. Security requirements for marijuana establishments. Here we got restrictions on advertising and display of marijuana and marijuana products. We have civil penalties for the failure to comply with regulations pursuant to this section. We have, in order to ensure the most secure, reliable, and accountable system for the production and distribution of marijuana and marijuana products in accordance with this section. Subsection. In any competitive application process, the department shall have its primary consideration where an applicant has prior experience producing or distributing marijuana or marijuana products pursuant to Section 16 of this article with the Colorado Miracle Marijuana Code in association with which is also see marijuana. What? What the fuck? That is not what freedom fucking looks like. What the fuck is wrong with you people? Voting doesn't legitimize the system. Voting isn't violence. Voting isn't a question. We can vote for freedom. Let's legalize gay marriage. Let's legalize marijuana. Let's ask the state for permission to live. Oh my God, I so like being a slave. I can't fucking save a file on the internet because I'm a motherfucking Mac user. Oh my God, totally.